It's a gracious moment in the body of Christ. I'm told that this will be an historical moment in the body of Christ. This week will be a moment like never before in the body of Christ, because of apostolic and prophetic order that the body of Christ need to stand in to orderly conduct themselves in the blessings of God. You cannot orderly conduct yourself in the blessings of God without the apostolic, without the prophetic, without the pastor, the teacher.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. All the fivefold ministry gifts. There are some divine substance that have been missing. And so the porters of the heaven with the supernatural mantles and scepter and rod has to come forth. We've been trying to get places we can't get because we were lacking some things, like the mantle, real mantle, the scepter pointed towards you as a prosperity scepter, that if it ever get into your direction, you're gone. And so with your help, with your prayers, with your cooperation, with your knowledge that the atmosphere has to be right for the supernatural to function as it should function. I'll start out this morning just yield to the Holy Spirit, but there are some things I've seen in the Spirit. I saw sparkles of fire falling in here. In my prayer time, I was sitting in one of my rooms and I saw fire falling. Supernatural fire. So I've prayed extensively for this meeting. I want you to sit down and I'll read a text that is not my text.
Yes, sir.
There is a place that God want to put you this week. And one of the things that has to be dealt with is anxiousness. You're too anxious to be rich.
Whoa, yes, sir. Wow.
And it causing you to misappropriate your prayer.
Right. Yes, sir.
Your supplications, your shopping list is beyond your standard. Supplication is sort of like a supply list. And you all are asking for supplies you're not ready for. And then by being anxious or worried or have anxiety about your finances, it is causing you to miss some turns.
Yes, sir.
You're somewhat on the expressway when you should be on the highway.
Amen.
Come on, Dad.
There are stop signs you need to stop at.
Yes, sir.
On the interstate or the expressway, there's no stop sign.
No. Yes, sir.
Everybody just driving. There is a certain amount of, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Pausing that you have to have in your life. For one of the main points I'm going to share with you today from the scripture is that it is a process.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And the process is on purpose.
Yes, sir.
To prepare you for when you get there.
Right. That's good.
I wish somebody would say amen.
Amen.
You see, amen. See, yes, see the process, the preparation is more important than the manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Because the manifestation will destroy you without proper preparation. There are stages, there are levels. And so put Philippians 4:6 in the Amplified Bible on the screen, will you? Philippians 4:6 Amplified. I know you didn't know because I don't know where I'm going. I had to follow the Holy Ghost. So just I'll give you time to find it. You turn your Bibles there. We're going to do that for preliminary measurement. Then I'll take you to the major text for this morning. I'm going to come down there where you are. If you act ugly, I'm coming back up. I feel that you're not going to flow. I'm getting out of the way. I'm getting out of the way, man, because this is the morning.
Yes, sir.
Notice that in Philippians 4:6, it says in the Amplified, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Now, I'm going to mention a word. Let's see if we identify with that word. I'm going to read this again now. Watch what happened. Do not fret or have anxiety about anything. Money.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, y'all know, y'all. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Caught right there, sir.
Yes, sir.
But in every circumstance, in everything, by prayer and petition, make definite requests with thanksgiving.
Wow.
Now, I can't say that word. The request has been too explicit. In other words, you're making a request of what you see that you're not ready for.
Yes, sir.
Now, these things, because we're finally going to get to a verse, in the Sam opening that's going to set this meeting up to know that this week, you are not just set on the prosperity teaching. Mm-hmm. Apostolic. Mm-hmm. Prophetic.
Amen.
Watch this next word now. Watch this next word. You ready?
Yes,
proven.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
See, you have to have two things here the Spirit of God is saying. Experience and evidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Whole lot of teaching going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But experience and evidence let you know somebody been somewhere.
Yes,
right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Another word the Spirit is saying to me at this moment is boundless. Balance is so important. Balance. Balance your thinking.
Yes, sir.
Instead of trying to balance your book, balance your thinking.
Yes, sir.
Good.
And stop trying to be where you're not.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's how we got the problem. We saw it,
yes, sir,
and we tried to be there, but we're not there.
Yes, sir.
And so that's where somewhere during this week, I'm going to cancel all your bills. I'm going to show you how to counsel them because they've been a problem. They've been a problem. They've been the greatest war against prosperity is when you tried to go to prosperity when you wasn't ready for it. That's where bills come from. Bills and debt come from trying to go somewhere you don't supposed to be at that time. And you're trying to act like you're there, but you're not there. And it's the very thing choking you from getting there.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
We friends, right?
Yes.
We're going to be partners this week, right?
Yes, sir.
So when I cut you, just put a bandage on and go to the next operation. All right. So there in Philippians now. Philippians let you know. I got to read some things to you from Philippians before I can get. And I hope y'all other boys get a chance to preach this week because I don't know what's going to happen yet. That's the way I know. They know. All my boys know. They, I mean, and if I got to take this thing, I'll take it.
Yes, sir.
But I feel such a flow.
Wow! Glory to God.
I don't know.
Praise God.
I don't know what's going to happen up in here. The King James Version said, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, three things. Then let your request be made known unto God. See, in that prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving time, you can get better direction to where you're going. But if you're anxious, you're going to skip the prayer. You're going to pray, but you're not really praying for instruction.
Yes, sir.
I heard this statement. Instead of letting God put us in His image, we sometimes try to put God in our image by making Him do something that He know going to be destructive to you if you get there ahead of time.
Yes, sir.
We got to get this now. We got the balance off. Oh, you gonna get your money. But we got the banners off. There's some things that we've been taught. There's some places we've been we shouldn't have gone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we have sat under some people we shouldn't have sat under.
Right.
And they have put some stuff in us
right.
that is joyous and it sounds good, but it's not workable.
Okay.
And so you can't get there if you're reading the map wrong.
Right, sir.
Right.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So it says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. So you got to be peaceful in prosperity.
Yes, mm-hmm.
See, you got to get up to the point that you don't worry about that you don't have it,
right.
and you don't worry when you do have it.
Yes, right.
Because there's another worry when you get there, if you're not prepared, now you're trying to hold on to it.
Yes, sir.
At first you didn't have it, you worry about getting it.
Right.
Then after you get it, now you're trying to, you don't want soul.
Yeah, come on, right.
You don't want flow.
Right.
You don't owe, but you don't want soul.
Right.
You don't want flow because now you're holding on to it. No, you got to be loose with it. Trying to get to a verse, it tell you how to think. But verse 9, I have to use verse 9 because there's a whole lot of outlines and tapes and books out about being a billionaire, being a millionaire, you know.
Yes, sir.
And all these books, reading all these books and stuff can mess you up because if the person who teaching you haven't been there, they really don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's false.
Exactly, yes, sir.
And so we in this revival, I'm able to say because of where I came from, and I know who brought me.
Yes.
I tried jobs that didn't do it.
Yeah.
I tried overtime and all the time, it didn't do it. So I can tell you that you qualify only because you're a child of God. That's the only qualification you have for prosperity, unlimited prosperity. It's not because of what you know. The qualification is it's within the context of you listening
yes, sir.
Of my inheritance.
Yes, sir.
Begin to see it as an inheritance.
Yes, sir.
It's rightfully mine.
Yes, oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
But I cannot permit the world to teach me how to get there.
Come on. Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Come on. Yes.
That's right.
And I cannot fully be in confidence of preachers and teachers who never been there.
Yes. Right. That's right.
They never submitted enough to get there.
Right.
They didn't sit under somebody who was there to bring them there,
right.
and they're trying to teach you how to go there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yes, sir.
And it turned out to be a money issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Turned out to be an offering issue.
Yes, sir.
Very few can say that I didn't come to get money from you.
Yeah.
Very
I come to get money to you.
Yes, sir.
That's what the Paul said in the same text. Paul said, I'm trying to open my account for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. He said that in Philippians. He said,
yes,
I didn't come, but I'm trying to open you an account.
Yes, sir.
My account already open.
Right. Yes, sir.
You need one. You need one, you see. And you need more than just have all these scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Right, right,
right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And all these decrees and affirmation and information.
Yes, sir.
You need to know how to walk in this thing.
Yes, sir.
So the ninth voice says this, those things which you have both learned, underline that, learn. There are some things you have to learn, baby. There's some things you have to learn and the teacher has to know it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So there's some things we're going to deal with zooming in on unlimited prosperity properly. Zooming in on unlimited prosperity properly. So there are things you have to learn properly.
Yes, sir.
See what Paul said here? Those things you both have, so you got to take time to learn, right?
Yes.
Learn.
Right.
And what?
Receive.
Receive. Mm-hmm. So if you don't learn nothing, and receive and heard and seen in me. Now I'm a very wealthy man.
Yes, sir.
No, 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 wait, no, 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 not, not for cheer. No, no, this is true.
Yes, sir. Yes, you are.
Wait a minute. The law did it. See, I'm trying to share with you now.
Yes, yes.
I'm a very wealthy man because of the principles that I'm going to teach you how to step into it.
Yes, sir.
God made me wealthy for you.
Yes, sir.
My goodness.
Now you can get up here, Jackie, and point and get up and say, I'm a very wealthy man, and you hear the word lying.
No.
You know, he's lying. He's trying to be a front, trying to show off. No, I'm not, it's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm telling you the steps that I'm about to teach you.
Come on.
I've stepped in those steps myself. And I have proven fact that God is not a man that he should lie.
Yes, yes, sir.
And so seeing in me, then the next word is what? Do.
Do.
And the God of peace shall be with you. All right? Let's go to our text for this morning, zooming in on unlimited prosperity. Properly. Say properly.
Properly.
The reason many of you are not there yet because there's some improper move you have made trying to make it happen. You can't make this happen. You got to let it happen. You got to learn, and it will slip up on you. You will wake up out of debt and say, my God. Ha, gotcha. In Psalm 78, let's go there. Psalm 78. Verse 40. Psalm 78, verse 40. This is the story about how God brought Israel to seven stages to unlimited prosperity. Seven stages. I'm going to have to give you those seven stages. I know you want them, right?
Yes, sir.
Seven stages. You got to go through every stage. I'll tell you about them in a moment. He says here, how often did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Anybody know anything about financial wilderness in here? Anybody ever been in the financial desert? Sure, no water, no money. The desert like no water, no money. I need to do this, but I'm in the desert financially.
Yes, sir.
I don't have the money to do it. Anybody, I just wonder if anybody here been there.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
All right. Notice verse 41 now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They turned back and tempted God. I want you to see these other words now. You see them other words?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And limited.
Uh-huh.
The Holy One of Israel.
Yes, sir.
Verse 42 said, they remember not his hand.
Jesus. Come on.
Now I'm about to say something. You might reject it a little bit. You might renege on it for a while till the Holy Spirit get to you. You have had many prosperity demonstrations in your life sitting right here now. You're looking for the biggie.
Yes, sir.
And you're not praising the smaller.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everybody here who pursuing God,
yes,
you have had prosperity demonstration. God have got you out of some thing that you cannot explain. You don't want nobody to know, that's not their business.
Yes, sir.
But you have had some prosperity demonstrations. See, prosperity demonstration is not based on the amount.
Yes, sir. That's right. Right.
It's a basing on God doing something for you you couldn't do yourself,
yes, sir.
To give you a taste of where you're going.
Yes, sir.
And it's a demonstration.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So because you didn't recognize it as a prosperity demonstration, you didn't give thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
You're so busy looking for the biggie.
Yes, sir.
You can't see when God moving.
Yes, sir.
You can't praise God for $50. Yeah, you better learn how to praise him at $50 before you get to $50,000.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
There are prosperity demonstrations on every level.
Yes, sir.
You have seen hundreds of prosperity demonstrations in your life.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen.
Wow.
You're looking at what somebody else got.
Right. Right.
Thank you, God. Come on.
Thank you, God.
For every prosperity demonstration.
For every prosperity demonstration.
You have given in my life.
You have given in my life.
Oh, my. Oh, my. You about to go somewhere now.
Yeah.
He heard that.
Yes, sir.
See, you hadn't done that before.
You're right.
You hadn't done that.
You're right.
Because you didn't think it was a demonstration.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to you.
Amen.
Thank you.
So Satan played games on you like you've never seen prosperity before. Sit down.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
You've seen it.
Yes, sir.
Or see. You've seen it.
Yes,
now watch.
Yeah.
Watch verse 42. They remember not his hand. Nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy.
Yes.
All of us, all of you have been delivered.
Glory to God.
From your financial enemy.
Yes.
And then verse 43 said, "For then I thought, give me the points I want you to do. How he wrought his sign in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zion." Mm-hmm. All right, let's begin now. The master's secret is knowing that it is a process.
Yes, sir.
Listen to the next part of this now. That the Holy Ghost must teach you.
Yes, sir.
I'm being used this week as an instrument, but it is the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Really, is the one who had to teach you.
Yes, sir.
But remember, the master's secret is knowing that it is a process from one level to another level.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
I want to use a verse, two verses. Acts 10:38. Everybody want to teach about healing your body. What about healing your finances?
What about it?
Amen.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Yes, sir.
We cut till not shakata. We've been more oppressed in our finances than anything ever could be oppressed in.
Yes, sir.
For years and years and years. The Samuel story, the Samuel dilemma. I've been working hard, but I'm in the same position I was 10 years ago.
Come on, sir. Apostle.
That's oppression.
That's oppression.
And we need the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
To heal us of financial oppression.
Yes.
Write that down. The Holy Ghost is healing me in this service right now of all financial oppression.
Thank you.
By the anointing and power.
Thank you.
And then the next verse, I haven't got to my first point yet. The next verse, I'm just, these are preliminaries.
Yes, sir.
So you can handle the points when they start coming. Yeah, you're going to be ready to handle each point. Luke 4:18. Mm-hmm. See, the Holy Ghost got to teach us.
Yes, sir.
Holy Ghost got to help us. Yeah. I want you to see the five B's, the alphabet B, mm-hmm. in Luke 4:18. Broke. Brokenhearted, bondage, blind, and bruised. Write them down, because you have them. You see me? Say, broke, brokenhearted, bondage, blind, and bruised.
Yes,
the anointing's going to have to move that.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say something that's going to shake the religious world. Jesus was a millionaire.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Jesus was a billionaire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus was a trillionaire.
Yes, sir.
Apostle.
Come on, Apostle.
Ain't nobody here got no money compared to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Jesus, most of his parables, mm-hmm. most of his miracles,
mm-hmm. Come on, Apostle.
Was on prosperity.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
The only thing that, and it's included in salvation, the only thing that was taught more than prosperity in the Bible is salvation.
Yes, sir.
And prosperity is included in salvation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Changing water to wine.
Yes, sir.
That's prosperity.
Yes, sir.
You got a wedding going on, you ain't got nothing but water.
Yes, sir.
And somebody come along and give the best wine.
Yes, sir.
That's prosperity.
Prosperity
demonstration, that's what it is.
Yes, sir.
We'll get to it further this week.
Come on, awesome.
So you got Luke 4:18, you got those five, the five blind boys, right? In finances. The anointing got to remove them.
Yes, sir.
The anointing, your reading can't remove them.
Right.
And your affirmation can't remove them.
Mm-hmm.
And your decrees can't remove them.
Wow.
The anointing, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me.
Yes, sir.
First thing, to preach the gospel to people who broke.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm. Now, number one. We're talking about zooming in on unlimited prosperity properly. Number one, people who do not understand prosperity will try to keep you in a religious pattern. And in that religious pattern, they contribute to the fact that poverty is spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And you real deep. You don't want nothing, you real. You love the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hear the Lord say, stupid.
Yes,
you
sir.
Real deep, you know. I don't want nothing in me. I just want to serve the Lord and go to heaven.
Yeah.
No, Jesus, the Lord is not with you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But it's this religion pattern they try to put us in. 1 Timothy 6:10, they use it to abuse us. People who do not understand will try to keep you in a religious pattern. 1 Timothy 6:10, they didn't read on to the 17th verse. They just stopped at the 10th verse.
Right.
You see, people take part of the Bible.
Yes, sir.
It's one of the greatest demonstrations in 1 Timothy, but they stop at an ungodly statement about it even wasn't about Christian.
Yeah.
The 10th verse.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't even about Christ. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. If you study that right, they're not even talking about Christian. It's just like a scripture over in Isaiah, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. He wasn't talking to us. He gave us his thought.
Right.
But you got to write and divide the word.
Right.
So he's talking about, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after they erred from the faith and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. See, what happened, if you don't learn the lesson right, now you're walking this. Mm-hmm. See, that's why the Lord give us money coming. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go after money.
Right.
See, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why the Lord said he made you a money magnet.
Yes, sir.
Because you magnetize money. You don't have to go, money don't magnetize you.
Right.
You don't have to go after it. All right, you got it?
Yes, sir.
You got it? You got it?
Yes, sir.
And by not knowing this, we came to hard work consciousness.
Mm.
And we're always going after money.
Right.
We got these jobs that we just break our neck to get to.
Sir, come on.
And because we don't know, God wants us to have.
Yes, sir.
And we think the only way we can get it is by laboring.
Yes, sir.
And laboring is more important to the average Christian than sowing.
Yes, sir.
Because they trust the system more than they trust the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You follow me? Come on. Yes. Wave your hand at me if you're getting with me.
Yes, sir.
You know, so, see, we're not going to just go into some emotional gyration up in here.
Uh-huh.
It's time for you to have your money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so I want the Holy Spirit to be to walk you through and get, we got to get out of these religion patterns that the average church is still in.
Yes, sir.
The average ministers preach against prosperity.
Yeah.
Run.
Yes, sir, run.
You hear a minister preach against prosperity, run, leave your car, just run. Run down the street and jump on the back of a truck, just catch a ride. Just get away from there as fast as you can.
Yes, sir.
Look at the 17th verse. In the same ordinance. There's a statement in that, 1 Timothy 6:17. There's a statement I want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look at the last part of the verse. Say it. I want you to say it.
Richly all things to enjoy.
No, say it with some gall, conviction.
All things to enjoy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who riches give us all things to enjoy.
Yeah.
That's in the same chapter.
Yes, sir.
Why they don't read that?
Right. You're right.
Same chapter.
Caught him.
Yes, sir.
Caught him.
Yes. Go to the verse. Go to the next verse. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I feel anointing coming.
Yes,
give me a little while to walk through here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You say what I say? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
I'm coming up out of this thing.
I'm coming up out of this thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to have whatever my little heart desires.
My father
has already provided
for me to have it.
I will not be held back.
Another day.
In my life. Now let these things penetrate you. Let it get in you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to find yourself in another position.
Amen.
Sit down. Don't get insulted now, but I've been holding this $20 bill too long in my hand. It's been taking some of my anointing away from me. Now, I don't get insulted, you know. I might talk about the widow Mike. That's one of the greatest financial demonstration ever been made. I might get to it this week, so I'm not putting that down, but I've just been holding that $20 bill too long in my hand. I felt something pulling something from me. I need to have bigger money in my hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Y'all on your seat. Don't get your feet in hurt.
Yes, sir.
Let me see. I might can hold this a little while. I might hold that a little while. Let me see what this is. Oh, I might hold that. Now my anointing going to increase. I got 500 or 600. I'm telling you, y'all don't want it. Don't get upset.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Don't get upset. Whatever level you on, surround yourself with clean, prosperous surrounding.
Yes, sir.
Clean that old car up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Clean that room out.
Yes, sir.
Put a bright rose in there. Put something in there to lighten it up.
Yes, wow.
You don't have to have $1 million.
Uh-huh.
But just surround yourself with prosperity.
Yes, surround.
Yes, sir.
You get the problem, man?
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You go on to the 19th verse. I'm going on to the next point. You just look at it and put in your notes. Charge them that rich in the world, be not high-minded. See, that's what the process does for you. Uh-huh. It keeps you from being high-minded.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can drive a Rolls Royce in the morning and drive a Rolls Royce in the evening and drive a Maybach between for snack.
Yes, sir.
If you're not for real, know who did that and who must get the glory out of that,
right.
Nobody going to be able to talk to you. You're going to be high-minded.
Right.
That's what the process, because money will make you high-minded if you haven't come through the classes.
Yes, sir.
Wow. See, I can talk to a man off the garbage truck and create him equal. Because I know where I came from. And I know that could be still, that could be me on that garbage truck. I wouldn't have followed instructions. Take this, zooming in on unlimited prosperity properly. Pressing through all the teaching and books, what your theories, without no evidence in the teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I know it hurt. Pressing through all the teaching and books, which are theories without no evidence in the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 14:12. I'm not going down the line now. I got 27 minutes this morning. Proverbs 14:12. Put it up there for me quickly. Proverbs 14:12. You see now, you think you're going to prosperity, but you're improperly approaching it.
Yes, sir.
Right.
The other way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. They're not talking about physically dying.
Right.
Financially dying.
Yes, sir.
My Lord.
Because you're following someone who don't know where they're going.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Theories. And 14 offering. Yeah. By the time you sit down, it's time for another offering. Because they broke.
Right. That's right. Yes, sir.
It's actually an offering meeting. And you know, 100 women dressing black, that wasn't going to be for no 100 women dressing black. That was for an offering. Woman day, there wasn't no women day. Men day, it was offering day.
Offering day.
It was the church in survival.
Survival mode.
Why are we making it without it?
Yeah.
We don't have no woman day here. Every now and then my wife won't say something. We might have a woman day, but ain't got no woman day for no offering.
Right, right.
And none of these serve for no offering.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right.
What about if I tell you, if you're listening, your budgeting days will soon be over? You don't budget.
Uh-huh.
My Lord.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
In real prosperity.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to balance your book.
Yes, sir.
They balance themselves.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Prosperity, see an empty spot, fill it.
Come on, Apostle.
You see?
Yes, sir.
All right, now y'all won't go.
Come on, Apostle.
Y'all know this Monday morning. Now you know it's going to get tough up in you. It's Monday morning.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Y'all won't go?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's what I need you to do. Pulling down strongholds of poverty out of your mind wisely. Put it down. That's 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. Put in our stronghold, religious stronghold.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use another R too. Your raising stronghold. You understand about your raising stronghold? Yeah, how you will raise.
Yeah.
Have a good name so you can get good credit.
What?
And on good credit.
Yes, sir.
Those strongholds have to be pulled down.
Yes, sir.
And then sometimes I hope I can show you how to use your prosperity imagination.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you can take snapshots of the next level.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 35. Prosperity brings pleasure to God in His children.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
You have to know that. It says, try Psalm 35. Let me see. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Psalm 35:27. Let them shout for joy.
Glory to God.
I can't see everybody at one time. But I saw a boy wasn't saying nothing. He ain't gonna get nothing. He's not gonna get nothing. See, y'all set up here with your stubbornness and your stupidness, and you don't recognize that God is trying to do something for you.
Yeah.
Everybody else shouting, you just standing looking around like, I bet you broke. I bet you so broke that his shoe don't know where to go. You pay attention, man.
Yeah.
Shout for joy. Watch what I say. You'll be messing around with this little Mickey Mouse money all your life if you don't recognize what the Lord was trying to do. When you magnify the Lord, you give him, he have pleasure.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
But if you too weak to praise me, I'm too weak to prosper you.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
I'm not big enough in your life for you to have no prosperity. You don't even want praise, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down.
Hallelujah.
Sit down. Sit down.
Wow.
Somebody in here praising. We got to praise him. Praising is the first step to prosperity. When you praise him with all your might, you just entered in the first stage of prosperity. Prosperity starts with a praise. People who praise God have stepped in their first stage of prosperity. You have to pray them for you before you see anything. Pray them like you're already there. Pray them like every need is met. Pray them like you're moving into your dream house. Let the Lord be magnified. Which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. But I want them to know, Melvin, they got to pray them first. So I want you to get in a crazy praise right now. Say, why were you praising him? This is a jailbreak. Paul and Silas was locked up, but they decided to praise God. Just like we locked up in finances, we better praise him. We about to come out of this mess. We about to get out of these bonds. We about to get set free from this. I'm about to get set free. Praying them anyway. Paul and Silas are still locked up. Some of y'all locked up in your finances. It's time for a jailbreak. Praise them. Praise them like y'all are. Praise them like everything. Somebody in here, give me a pan mic. This thing ain't coming out loud enough. Somebody in here need to break out of poverty this morning. Break out of battle getting by. Pray them like you're coming out. The bars are falling. I said the bars are falling. Lack is falling in here. Lack is falling in here. Lack is falling in here. You see it?
Yes, sir.
You prayed them first.
Yes, sir. Glory. Yes, sir.
You prayed them first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You prayed them for the prosperity arrive. You prayed them like you already had. Pray them and give him thanksgiving. Lord, I'm so glad you've set me free. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm not going through this no more. I know too much. I've been around you too much. I've heard your voice. I'm coming out this morning. I'm breaking out. first taste.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just Monday morning.
Yeah.
You got your first taste. You broke out of lack this morning. You broke out of limitation.
Yeah.
You broke out of poverty.
Yeah.
You got out this morning by praising. You didn't do nothing but praising. Praise them like you're out. Woo! I see the bars falling. I see the bars falling. I see debt falling. I see lack and limitation falling. It's falling. It's falling. And then tell them I'm out of here. Then I want you to praise God like you never praised him for. Hurry up. Hurry up. Do it. Break it out of bondage. Break it out of lack. Break it out just enough. Break it out of all limitations. Then I want you to begin to praise him. I want you to begin to thank him for how good. How good. Woo! How good the Lord is. This is my day. This is my moment. This is my hour. This is my deliverance. This is my victory. This is my time. This is my season. I praise my way out. Really, you thought you was cutting up a few minutes ago. When I tell you what I heard in the spirit, you really about to cut up. This is what he said to me. He said, I want you to make this statement.
Yes,
I said, all right, Lord. He said, I want you to make this confession. I said, all right, Lord. Let my people go. And if you got an answer, I want you to answer me. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost that I asked this question. Because somebody almost there. The question is, are you out? Well, cut up some more then. Cut up some more if you're out. Cut up a little more if you're out. Cut up a little more if you're out. Cut up if you believe you're out, shout. If you believe you're out, shout. Cut up a little more, just a little more. Cut up just a little more. Cut, you're almost there. Cut up just a little more. Just cut up, don't get tired. Wow! Don't get tired, cut up a little more. Just cut up a little more. Just a little more, you're almost there. Just a little more.
This is a divine jailbreak. You out of it. You out of lack. You out of limitation. You out of praying all night for money. You out, you out, you out, you out.
The Holy Ghost. I never heard of that jailbreak.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, you got to be able to let the Holy Ghost insert things while you're ministering. He inserted that. How free you feel? See, in the spirit, that's stamped.
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit. You was in this meeting, right?
Yes.
You here, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, every bondage, every limitation, every lack, every place you couldn't go financially is wide open now. All the bondage and blindness and bruises you have suffered about finances is over. You come out of that cell that many in the church were being all their lives because they don't know there's a supernatural jailbreak. It was midnight that Paul and Silas was locked up.
It was in a strange land, but it did not matter. They had chain on them. They were locked, but the chain fell off. Anybody felt the chain fall off this morning? I felt chain falling in you this morning. Bondage that you've been in for a long time will not be able to touch you anymore. Shackles are falling. The financial shackles are falling. The glory of God is in this house. Anybody can feel that the shackles are falling. Good God Almighty. I feel like going into my Baptist here. The shackles have fallen off of my life. Don't worry about the bills. No, not bills, it's debt. I got a revelation Sunday morning. It's not bills, it's debt. Bills are $100 bills.
Don't you call no debt bills. Debts are debt. Debt is a death grip.
Yes, sir.
On your finances.
Yes, sir.
He said you call bills bill and call debt debt. And bills gonna get rid of debt.
Come on, Apostle.
But the reason you couldn't get rid of your debt, you're calling your debt bills. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now get that straight in your life. Those obligations you have are debt, but he said, I'll make you the lender. The wrong people paying interest. This is our world. Psalm 24:1 says, and I'm with him, the earth of the Lord, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness of and the world, and they that dwell in it, and I'm with him. So from now on, they owe me. Come on, now you got to receive it. You got to receive it because it's a new day.
Wow.
You are being designed, you listening?
Yes, sir.
To be apostolic wealthy. Yes,
sir.
All the governing of the government on your finances are changing now. Supernaturally. Not academically.
Yes, sir.
Supernaturally. That means your 5 loaves and 2 fishes is about to change.
Yeah.
Super, say it, super. From this day forward, I live under supernatural money, supernatural finances, supernatural prosperity. Supernatural abundance. Supernatural wealth. Because I'm out of jail. I believe I can tell you this. I believe you understand me. I believe you know who I am. I'm going to sow some of the biggest checks and the biggest seed that anybody ever sowed around me. Say it, don't be scared. Say it. Nobody asks you what you got in your pocket. Nobody asks you what you got in your checking account. Just say what I told you to say. You're not talking natural now. You're talking supernatural. And you know, as the bigger you sow, the bigger you go. Tell somebody next to you, I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
I am designed to live big.
I am a blessing
going somewhere to happen.
Going somewhere to happen.
Oh.
When people see me, from this day forward, they will become excited. Because my finances are explosive. Right before you go to sleep tonight, lay in the bed and say, my finances are explosive. All night long, the Holy Ghost is going to work on you. I want you, I know religious people are going to holler now, but that's all right. I want you to be able to go into a store, not only able to buy the item. Who got it? So if you're able to buy the store, none of the items has nothing to say to you.
Come on, Pastor.
You can have your heart desire. You need to live in a zone with the question, what is too much? And you must get in the zone, and I'm going to give it to Leroy, to know everything on sale. You got to become the green light special.
Yeah.
You know, talking about the blue light special, run down this aisle. No, say, no, I don't need the blue aisle. I'm the green light. I'm going down this aisle.